Boys Guide to the Galaxy podcast, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. We talk about Star Wars,
fanboy style.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
All right, welcome to Fanboys Guide to the Galaxy podcast, official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. I'm Ryan Zasso and co-host Eric Boggs.
Hello there.
And today we'll be talking about an interview with Daniel Logan, Dark Horse Comics for July 2010, Fanboys Blu-ray release, and some Irvin Kershner health issues.
Stop that ship! Blast them!
Yeah! It's a trap!
Got him! I got him!
That thing's operational!
R2!
Step into a larger world.
Who's the new guy with the long hair?
Some last-minute replacement.
Boba Fett is a very mysterious character, and if it wasn't for the fans, he wouldn't be, the character he is. Having his father's face everywhere he goes is kind of difficult, but Boba feels he's a unique child of Jango Fett, and all the rest of these are just clones.
We're all in it together, right?
Thanks, but I can handle myself.
I was very honored and excited to be asked to come back to play Boba again, because I'm a big Clone Wars fan.
Whoa! Yeah!
I think the fact that Boba Fett's, an orphan makes him somewhat of a sympathetic character, but not weak.
What are you doing? We're brothers! Don't shoot!
You're not my brother.
He feels he's old enough to kind of do whatever he wants now, or try to do whatever he wants. You definitely get to see a little bit of a darker side in Boba, and more or less him growing up a little. Clone Wars animation just blows every other animation out of the water. When I walked out of the screening, I thought they were some of the best episodes that I've seen from Clone Wars. And I know the fans are really going to be blown away by what they see. It's going to keep them wanting to see more and more. Just like me.
So, I really like this video. And, Daniel's doing a great job as Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And I especially like that part where Boba has that clone trooper pinned up against the wall with the blaster. And he's like, "No, wait, we're brothers." And he says, "No, we're not." And then he shoots him.
I like how the music has changed a lot since season one. If you go back and listen to what they have back then, it's like techno, but now it's resembles John Williams a lot.
Yeah.
Like, just that music at the beginning is really eerie.
Yeah. But I would really like if they played the Bounty Hunter theme from Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, but they played that in the last video, the Like Father, Like Son video.
Yeah. I hope they play that in the episode. In the actual episode.
I like how the clones are like, they all have different hairdos like the adult clones do.
It's time for your news and comics.
It's getting worse all the time.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
Okay, first on your list is Star Wars Old Republic 1/6. Go ahead.
Web comics, but just released in comic book form or what?
I think they were the ones on the website, the Old Republic website.
Yeah, that's right.
Comics. Thread of Peace, that's the one that was on the website. So, I'm going to assume so.
Yeah, so I wouldn't buy that when you could read it for free, but...
Well, I mean, people prefer to read stuff not online, like an actual trade paperback or something.
Yeah, but I don't know.
And that's on sale on July 7th. It's 40 pages, and it is $2.99. And then next up, Invasion...
Rescues 3/6.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mini series as well, 40 pages.
That's on sale July 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been keeping up with Invasion?
No, I haven't. I don't really have a comic book store anywhere near me in Nebraska, so whenever I go to like big cities, I get the graphic novels, but I can't ever get the actual comic books. I think Dark Horse is closing all their good comic books because Legacy is getting canceled as well.
Yeah, that's actually next up. Mm-hmm. So, next up is Legacy number 50, and that's the last issue.
Yeah, I loved Legacy too.
I read the first couple issues, and then it just wasn't for me.
I like it.
And that's on sale July 28th, and it is the last issue, unfortunately. I always hate it when comic books series ends, even if I don't really read them a lot.
It was really sudden, too. It just out of nowhere. Legacy is ending.
But, yeah, I mean, like, with Knights of the Republic, they had, a lead-up to it.
Yeah.
And so, this is kind of, you know, it's pretty sad.
Well, I haven't gotten too far into Legacy. I'm still, I'm about maybe 12 issues in, so I still have a lot left. So, yeah. I won't get finished for a while.
Next up is Star Wars The Clone Wars, Hero of the Confederacy. It's just a
rehash of the other comics.
Yeah, The Clone Wars, issues 10 through 12. And that's $8, or $7.99.
And then the Dark Empire trilogy is really old material, but it's pretty good, though.
Once it comes out, I'll probably get it.
It kind of ruins the thing of, the story of how Luke is supposed to be, he'll never follow the dark side or anything, but because he does follow the dark side in that series.
Obi-Wan, use the Force, Luke.
Don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
You must learn the ways of the Force.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
He's more machine now than man. Twisted.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Fanboys gets a Blu-ray release.
This is going to be out July 27th. Same day. No. Was it comic books July 27th also? Or the 28th?
It's just all around.
Yeah. Is this going to have any new special features that the DVD did not have?
I'm looking at them, and it just shows the same ones that they have for DVD.
If you haven't seen the movie, I'd buy the Blu-ray, but if you have it, I would just wait until it's cheaper.
You know, I really wish they would just give the fanboys this treatment when it first came out.
Did I?
I'm kind of upset with how it was released.
Canada got the DVD, the Blu-ray release.
Yeah. I mean, but, they only had a limited run of theaters. It wasn't in every theater. It was only in a few. And then, when it came out on DVD, that was good, but it didn't have Blu-ray. And then they didn't release it in Japan the same time they released it in.
Yeah, but for Japan, it's worth the wait. Have you seen theirs? Japan's DVD?
I haven't. I heard it's pretty cool, though.
You need to look at the pictures. It's awesome.
As you wish.
I don't work for free.
He's no good to me, Dad.
I make the rules now.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Now for some sad news. Irvin Kershner has problems with cancer and he can't attend the Anaheim Comic Con.
Yeah, that's very sad. I mean, we just hope he gets better, and so we can go to 40th anniversary of Empire, he says. I'm sure the people there who are hoping that Irvin Kershner could be there, I'm sure that they understand.
The Empire Strikes Back 30th anniversary screening to benefit St. Jude. On May 19th, Lucasfilm Limited, Joint Food Clothing, and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital invite you to return to a galaxy far, far away to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back. This special screening will begin at 7 p.m. at the Arc Light Hollywood Cinema in Los Angeles. Following the screening, there will be a rare Q&A with Harrison Ford. Tickets are sold out and they are $100, so you probably won't make it there.
Yeah, probably not.
Really crazy that Harrison Ford's actually going to do a Q&A about Star Wars.
I'm surprised. Okay, that was your episode for this week, and we hope to see you next week. We have an email. It's galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com. Send in your thoughts and your commentary. Tell us what you can do to improve the show. Really appreciate your thoughts.
Also, go to YouTube and check out Nerds in the Basement. That's my YouTube account name, and I have an e-show about Star Wars fans.
So that's your show for this week, and we hope to see y'all next week. Alright, I'm Ryan.
I'm Eric. And the Force be with you.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
The first transport is away. The first transport is away.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. It's intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and character, or any other Star Wars-related items are the registered trademarks of Lucasfilm or the respective trademark or copyright holders.